सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
In sloka number 57 of chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Chetsa sarvakarmani mai sanyasya matparah buddhi yoga mupasritya machitta sattvam bhava. O Arjun, you give me your mind. Machitta, your chitta, your mind should be always with me. Machitta. Sarvakarmani mai sanyasya, and all the karma, whatever you do, mai sanyasya, it is for me. It is for me means it should be for my happiness. We are all doing karma for our happiness. Lord wants us to do the same thing for His happiness. Mat parah, by your intellect you decide that I am supreme. Mat parah, there is nobody higher than me. I am the supreme goal. There is no authority above me. Mat parah. Buddhi yogam upasritya. Buddhi yogam by karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Of the Lord. This is karma yoga. You have to remember. Doing karma for the Lord is not karma yoga. Doing for the happiness of the Lord. Why happiness of the Lord? If I steal something, or if I tell lie, if I rob somebody, if I push somebody and tell, okay Lord, I am done for you. I am transferring all my karma to you. Will the Lord be happy with that? No. The Lord will be happy if I don't tell lie, if I don't post anybody, if I don't cheat. And Lord will be happy. So therefore, Lord wants us to do all the actions for the happiness of the Lord. Buddhi yoga mupasita machitta satatam baba. Satatam, always your mind should be with me like a rasagulla in syrup. Rasagulla is always from all sides, it is soaked in that. Lord wants your mind should be soaked in me. Machitta satatam bhava. What will I get? Suppose I accept, Lord, I accept your advice. I will try to make my mind soaked in you like rasagulla. What will I get? Machitta sarvadurgani matprasad tarishyasi. By my prasada, by my grace, by my blessing, you will be able to cross over all durgani, all obstacles in this world. All obstacles you can cross over. And I told you that all the sansara, instead of this bhavasagar, it will become gopad. It's only this much. You just jump. Then he said, etetvam ahankar na srosyasi vinakshati. If in case because of your ego, if you don't listen to my advice, na srosyasi vinakshati, you will perish, you will get destroyed. Perish, destroyed means what? You will remain as a jiva. You got a golden opportunity to get out of this bondage. From the cycle of birth and death, you can come out in the human form. If you don't listen to my advice, what will happen? You will continue to do what you were doing. So what will the result? The result will be you will be in the cycle of birth and death, and not necessarily the next birth will be human form. Because Lord has got how many forms? 84 lakhs form. 84 lakhs. So according to my requirement, according to my vasana, he will give me another form. Okay, you take now this form. He says, ahankarat. If out of ego, if you say, no, I am not going to do it, vinashyati. Then he says, yad ahankaram asrita na yosya iti manyase na yosya. Arjuna said earlier in the chapter 1 and chapter 2, oh Lord, I am not going to fight. I am not going to fight. So he is saying, because of ahankar you are doing, because of your ego you are saying, I am not going to fight. By your sabhava, by your nature, by your birth, by your vasana, you are a kshatriya, born in a kshatriya family. You are trained and proficient in archery. Now after that you are getting a field according to your choice. You are getting a dharma yuddha. It's not an easy thing. People will become professional, but after that they don't get field. And sometime become they sometime. They are trained maybe in the hardware, they do the software. If they are in the software, they do the hardware, or sometimes a doctor is doing software thing. Different problem, because they are not getting the field, proper field. But Arjuna has got the field also. A dharma yuddha he is getting. And he is saying no. Then Lord saying, even if you say no out of ahankar, but your nature will force you to do according to your sabhava. Your prakriti will force you to act according to your nature. So what is your swabhava? What is your nature? Your nature is kshatriya. At one point of time, Arjuna said, I am not going to fight, I am going to Himalaya, I will meditate there, I will beg bhiksha. So bhiksha is taken by Brahman, not by a kshatriya. And his mind is rajasic and tamasic, he cannot sit in the meditation. The Lord says, it's okay, when you are meditating at that time, I will send in your meditation Duryodhan, Dushasan and Karna. What will happen? Seeing them only, your blood will boil there. Ho gaya meditation tumhara. So you will act according to your swabhava, according to nature, you will act. Mithyai seva sayaste prakritisvam niyochati. According to your prakriti, you will act. There is no way out. No way out. The Lord is telling, either you follow me, my advice. Whatever advice I have given, mat chitta, mat para, buddhi yogam, according to this, you do. This is my advice to you. So what was the advice of Lord to Arjuna? Always he said, get up and fight. Is it not so? Many times Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, get up and fight, get up and fight. But he has not taken the bow and arrow and started fighting. Then Lord says, Swabhav jena kaunteya nibaddha swen karmana. We all are bound by our karma and our swabhav. Karma is according to the guna, and by seeing the karna, I can tell you what is the guna. What is your swabhav? It can be inferred. And Lord has also said, ahankar balam darpam kamam krodha parigraham vimuchya nirmamam. Don't pursue this ahankar balam darpam. We should come out of this ahankar. Why? come out from the ahankar. When ahankar comes, we are away from the Lord. Simple thing. When the ahankar comes, we are away from the Lord. Away from the Lord means what? Away from Sachidanand. Away from Sachidanand means what? Away from the Sukh. Away from the Sukh. So Lord wants us that you should always think of me. How continuously should I think? Then Mahatma gives an example, like an ambassador. Like an ambassador of a country, whenever he goes to the other country, in the back of his mind is always his interest about the country. You will not find ambassadors, coming and meeting in the society with the general public. No. They will be caught. Caught in the sense, if they speak one single word which is against the interest of their country, it will go against them. They will be called back. Vapas aao ghar. So they are very, very careful, always thinking about the country in the back of the mind. So whatever I speak, it should be in the interest of my company, nothing else. No personal agenda. So their chitta, where is their chitta, where is their mind? Always in the country, sitting there. Similarly, Lord wants that don't forget your goal, etc. Now Lord tells, you see, the whole world is owned by me. We may say this house belongs to me. For how long? Before you became the owner of that house, somebody else was owner of that piece of land. And after you leave this world, somebody else will become the owner. Is it not so? Who is the real owner of the whole world? It's the Lord. And who is the owner of your body? Your sarir? It's the Lord. Why? Because the Lord has given me the capacity, ability to act in the world. Without His presence, I can't move my finger. Can you move your finger without the presence of Atman? No, you cannot. If that be so and the Lord is saying, you do everything for me, is He asking something extra from us? No, He is the owner. When you work in the company, you have to work according to the wishes of your boss. Is it not so? Because you are being paid for that. No likes and dislikes there. Similarly, Lord is saying, everything is owned by me, including your body. So you act for me. And if you don't accept my advice as a Lord, then you will be acting according to your swabhava. You have to act. Why? Lord says it is law. I will not act according to my son. Lord says, no, you have to do. This is law. Everybody has to follow. Like gravitational force was discovered by Newton. But that gravitational force is applicable to Newton also. Although he had discovered, that doesn't mean I have discovered the gravitational force, so I will jump from the third floor and the gravitational force will not apply on me. No, it will never happen. It's just a law. Similarly, this is also law that you will act according to your swabhava, according to your nature, according to your vasana. So we have seen two things. Arjuna's nature is kshatriya. And according to the kshatriya, he should fight. That is swabhava, one. From the other side, the Lord himself is saying fight. So there is no conflict in that. No conflict. But now Lord is saying, what is this? Why should you act according to my wishes? Slok number 61.
ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां
हृदेशेर्जुनतिष्ठति
भ्रामयन् सर्वभूतानि यन्त्रारूढानि मायया
यन्त्रारूढानि मायया
ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां हृद्देशेऽर्जुन तिष्ठति भ्रामयन् सर्वभूतानि यन्त्रारूढानि मायया.
It's a very famous verse and oftenly quoted. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Ishwar, the Lord, who is this Ishwar? Isan silo Narayana, the Narayana himself. Who is this Narayana? Isan silo, he controls, he rules. So sitting inside all of us, he is ruling us. Ishvara sarva bhutanam, and where is he? In all bhuta, all beings, not only in human being, all beings. Sarbhutana, what is the local address of the Lord? Hriddeshe. It is in the heart of all beings. So the address of the Lord is heart. Which heart? Is it talking about the pumping heart? No. That is physical heart. We are talking about the spiritual or the emotional heart. Spiritual or the emotional heart. Like we say, he is a good-hearted person. What does that mean? That doesn't mean this pumping heart is good. Do we mean that? No. We say large-hearted person. What does that mean? His heart is large? Physical heart is large? No. We are talking about his qualities. So Ishwar is sitting in the heart of all beings, number one. Number two, what he is doing? He says, Brahmayan sarbhutani yantra rurani mayaya. Brahmayan. Brahmayan means there are two meanings. Brahmayan means it deludes everybody. Deludes everybody by how? By his maya sakti. How he has deluded us? We are Atman, we are Brahman, and he has deluded us. You are X, you are Y, you are this body. He has deluded us. Brahmayan also means Brahman. Brahman means taking you round and round. Because of his Maya Shakti, he is taking us round and round from one birth to another birth. Brahmayan. How is taking us round and round? Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rurani, as if he is somebody sitting on the machine. Yantra. You are sitting on a machine like on in a car you are sitting. You are not moving. Car is moving. And because of the car, you are also moving. Yantra Rurani. So what is this car? What is this machine? This body is the machine. This body is the machine sitting in which you go round and round. Who is controlling this body? Who is controlling this body? Ishwar is controlling. How he is controlling? By his the Maya Shakti. In Ramayana it is said, Umadar Josit ke nahi sabhi nachabat Ram Gosai. Sabhi nachabat. Everybody is dancing. Who? Ram Gosai because of Ram. Have you ever seen the puppet show somewhere? You are saying the puppets are there and they are dancing on the stage. They are moving their hand, legs and everything they are doing. How they are doing? All their hand, legs, head and everything is all tied with a string which is not seen. Public will not be able to see. And there is a puppeteer behind and all the strings are all tied to his all fingers. And with the movement of his finger, all the puppets start dancing. Similarly, Lord is saying that I am Ishwar, puppeteer, and the Maya Shakti is the string which you can't see. And all the jivas are dancing. So who is the controller? Lord is controller. So now there are two forces. Each jiva is working according to his sabhav or prakriti or the Maya, and there is Ishwar. So Lord is saying, you act according to my wish. Again and again he is saying. How to act in the world, he is saying again and again. If you don't follow me, your sabhav will force you to act according to your sabhav. So prakriti, svabhav, maya is one factor. Second factor is Ishwar. Follow the Ishwar directions, number one, you can do that. Number two, if you don't follow, you will act according to your svabhav, according to your vasana, according to your nature. You will grow. If you follow that, your svabhav, you will grow. But if you follow your ahankar, then what will happen? You will get destroyed. You will get destroyed. To Arjun, Lord was saying, Yuddhasva Bhigajwara, get up and fight. Or according to your svabhav kshatriya, you should fight. If out of ahankar he says, I will not fight, what will happen? You will get destroyed. You will get destroyed. Whom should we choose? We have got a choice here. Whom should we choose? Should we choose Maya, Prakriti, or Ishwar? We can choose anyone. If you want to choose Maya, then you become the slave of Maya. You become Maya Das. We are already that. Yes. And if you choose Lord, then you have become the, in course of time, you can think of Mayapati, but at least you are with the Ishwar. If you surrender to the Lord, then what will happen? Maya will not trouble you. Because Ishwar is the controller of Maya. If somebody surrenders to Ishwar, then Maya will not disturb him. So that choice we have got. So some people say the whole creation is what? Is controlled by Maya. Some people say, who has created the whole world? Ishwar has created the whole world. Both statements are correct. But who is controlling Maya? Ishwar is controlling Maya. Who is superior then? Ask yourself, superior is Lord. Maya is controlled by Lord. Whom should we listen? Whom should we choose? Option is given to us. Lord is not forcing us. Lord is not forcing. Lord is just saying, I am the controller of Maya. Lord wants that we should choose Him only. So in the case of Arjun, we have seen very clearly, in the case of Arjun, his svabhav is kshatriya, he should fight. Lord is also saying, you fight. There is no conflict in that. No conflict. But out of ahankar, if Arjun says, I will not fight, then Arjun will be destroyed. Destroyed means he will not get realized in this birth. Their Lord is standing in front of Arjun and telling him, you fight. What about us? Lord is not standing in front of us and telling you, do this thing, you do this thing, you do this thing. What should we do? If there is a conflict between my nature and the advice of the Lord, which one to follow? My nature is to steal. I am a chore. But the Lord said, don't steal. Whose instructions should I follow? If there is a conflict, follow Lord. Follow Lord. Okay. Lord, we will follow. Then what will happen? See, if you depend on the Paramatma, Paramatma is trustworthy. Always remember, Paramatma is trustworthy, Maya is never trustworthy. Therefore, we should always choose Lord. Whatever Lord says, just do it. How should we act in the world? Many time people ask, what is my take home point? Machitta, matpara, buddhi yogam. You see, again Lord is going to say, tell us something, what we should do.
Tameva saranam gaccha.
Tameva saranam gaccha.
Sarva bhavena bharata.
Sarva bhavena bharata.
Tat prasadat param shantim.
Tat prasadat param shantim.
Sthanam prapsasi shashvatam.
Sthanam prapsasi shashvatam.
Tameva saranam gaccha. Sarva bhavena bharata. Tat prasadat param shantim. Sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam.
Therefore he said, tam eva saranam gaccha. Saranam, tam eva, who is that? Tam eva, Ishwar. Lord is saying that in between Maya and Ishwar, you should select Ishwar. Tam eva saranam gaccha. You go under his shelter. Who is he? Ishwar, Narayan. Sarva bhavena bharata. Sarva bhavena. In all cases, by your kaya, vacha, mansa, by your body, by your speech, by your mind, all your actions should be for them. Sarva bhavena. So what happens if we go under the shelter? Suppose it is raining. I go under the shelter of an umbrella. So now the rain is not disturbing me. If I go under the umbrella of the Lord, what will happen? All the affliction, already Lord has said, all Durgani, all the problems, all the obstacles, you will be able to cross over. You come under my umbrella. Saranam. Shelter always give you the protections. Immediately the Lord will protect us. Sugriva and Vibhishan surrendered to Lord Rama. And they said, Sakha soch tyago balmore. Sakha soch. Now I am considering you as a friend. Tyago balmore. I am surrendering all my power to you, Balmore. So once you surrender to the Lord, after that you don't have to worry about, no headache. So what will I get? Suppose, Lord, if I accept your advice, come under your umbrella, what will I get? Without knowing the fruit of action, we never do anything. Lord knows very well. He immediately gives answer, what will you get? Tat prasad param santim sthanam praptasi sanswatam. Tat prasadat, by my grace, by my blessings, what you will get? You will get param santi. Param santi. Number one. Number two, sanswatam sthanam. Sanswatam, the abode which is eternal, which is permanent. You will get two things. One is the Param Shanti. Param Shanti means Param Sukh. Shanti and Sukh is one and same. One and same. In kindle life, you must have studied that whenever there is a desire in your mind, what happens? There is agitation in your mind. When the desire is fulfilled, what happens? You experience Sukh. What is that Sukh? The agitation has gone. What has happened? The mind has become quiet. Mind has become quiet means it is giving you sukh. So therefore the quietitude of mind means sukh. Quietitude of mind is the shanti. Therefore Lord says, I will give you the param shanti which you have never experienced. We all are searching for that param shanti, but we are not getting it. Lord says, I will give you that param shanti. And sthanam, saswatam, saswatam, permanent. You will get the abode of Vishnu, from where you don't have to come back. So Lord will give you only two things. If you think following Lord, I will get $1 million, Lord has not promised. Are you clear? Lord is not promising $100 million. You do worship me, I will give you $100 million, he is not promising that. So one should be very, very careful. By desiring $100 million also, you are trying to search sukh in $100 million. But still, even after getting $100 million, you will not be happy. That happiness is not param shanti. Again, ashanti will be there where to keep that $100 million. Param shanti, Lord promises, I will give you the param shanti. Okay, so we should depend on the Lord so that we can get param shanti and his abode. His abode we will get. Next.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Guhyat guhyataram maya.
Guhyat guhyataram maya.
Vimishretat asheshena.
Vimishretat asheshena.
Yathechasi tatha kuru.
Yathechasi tatha kuru.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam. Guhyat guhyataram maya. Vimishretat asheshena. Yathechasi tatha kuru.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyataram maya. Whatever knowledge I have given you is the very, very secret. Guhyat guhyataram. It is more secret than the ordinary secret. You will not come to know about the Atman or the Brahman or about the Narayan or Bhagwan without somebody telling you. You will never come to know. You will have to take the help of the Shastra, and somebody must explain you the Shastra, then only you will come to know. Guhyat guhyataram jnanam akhyatam. What is this jnan which Lord has given? Lord has told Arjun, you are not that Kshatriya, you are Atman. That is the jnan Lord has given. And I am not the Parthasarthi. I am not your charioteer. I am the creator, sustainer and the dissolver of this world. This jnan Lord has given to the Arjuna. A jnani doesn't know how this whole universe is running. Who is behind this universe? They don't know. But Lord has said about the Arjuna, about the Jiva, Lord has said about himself also, who is he? Both he has said. Then now he is saying, Vimirsya etad asesena. Vimirsya, reflect on this again and again till it sinks in your intellect. Asesena, don't leave any point. Think on this, reflect on this, whatever I said. Asesena, ses means kuch baki nahi rehna chahiye. From all angles, you think over it. Asesena. Then after that he said, yatha ichchasi tatha kuru, O Arjun, after that you do whatever you want. Do you think Lord has given freedom of action to Arjun here? Yatha ichchasi tatha kuru, whatever you want to do, you do? No, he has not given freedom to Arjun. He wants that whatever I have said, you reflect on it again and again and make it your wisdom. It should sink in you. And after that, you take a decision according to your understanding based on the knowledge I have given. Did you understand it? Yathechasi tatha kuru means whatever I have said, reflect on it, understand it properly, and after that you act. Act according to the knowledge I have given. Like the parents, 100 times they tell their children, do this thing, they tell many times. Even when the student is going or the child is going to the college, at railway station, at airport, last time, again you say, see, don't do this thing, don't do this thing. If you do this thing, this will happen, your understanding should be this, there are so many attractions there, be careful, they will drag you, they will pull you down, Then after that they say, have you understood? Act accordingly. Thus. All parents expect whatever I have taught my child, he should act according to that. Similarly, Lord also wants that we all should learn what Lord is saying, understand the signs, and after that, act in this world according to that. There is no freedom of action given by Lord here. Yatha Icchasi Tatha Kuru doesn't mean whatever you want, you do. Act according to this knowledge. Take a decision in the light of the knowledge. Think over whatever I have said again and again. Then Lord says, next word.
Sarva guhyatamam bhuyaha.
Sarva guhyatamam bhuyaha.
Shrunume paramam vachaha.
Shrunume paramam vachaha.
Ishtosi me dridamiti.
Ishtosi
me dridamiti. Tato vakshyami te hitam.
Tato vakshyami te hitam.
Sarva guhyatamam bhuyaha. Shrunu me paramam vachaha. Ishtosi me dridamiti. Tato vakshyami te hitam.
Sarva guhyatamam. Now you see the word is guhyatamam. In the last sloka it was guhya, guhyataram. Now guhyatamam, the most secret thing. Bhuya, again. Srunu me paramam vacha, srunu, listen attentively. My param vachan, the supreme teaching. Why? Ishtosi me dridamiti, ishtosi, because you are dear to me. I love you, O Arjun. Please listen to me. Please listen to my teaching. Tato vachyami te hitam. Why you are telling again and again? Te hitam. I seek your welfare in that. I want, Arjun, you should come out of this cycle of birth and death in this life. I want to see that you grow spiritually in this life. Te hitam. Hit buddhi is there. Parents also have got the hit buddhi in their children. They want their welfare. They want they should grow. Similarly, Lord is saying also that I am going to tell you once again. What? The whole of Bhagavad Gita. How? In two verses. So in case you have not studied the whole of Bhagavad Gita from chapter 1, to the sloka number 64 of chapter 18, don't worry. Bhuya again, I am going to tell you again. And it is said, this is two sloki Bhagavad Gita, we call it. Whole of Bhagavad Gita in only two verses. So verse number 65 we will take in our next class, and verse number 66 also requires one full class. So we will take two verses in two classes. So if you want to know the gist of Bhagavad Gita, mark your calendar. Of course, choice is yours. Either you go by your sabhava, you can come to the satsang, or according to your sabhava, you can go for the dussang also. What is dussang? Not coming to satsang is? Going into the OET or into the world is? Dussanga. So we'll see what Lord expect from us. Once again he will tell in a summary form, we'll say it. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Sh